This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, an hour of the War Room is coming up with Owen Schroyer. And he's been in libtard demonstrations all day at the armored vehicle. By the way, they're throwing bottles at him, attacking him. That's why we got it, is because they literally attack us. And then we can, I think there's a live feed right now of the idiocy going on. So lots of that. Paul Watson's about to take over. I love all these callers. The drinking bros are here with us, tempting me, a little devil on my shoulder, reminding me how delicious it all is. I actually never drank, folks. It's all a big act tough. And then let's take some calls here. Thank you, Charlie in Missouri, for holding. Thank you. You're on the air.
It's been hard to get through it. You guys have been so funny. I tip my hat to the drinking boys and the information you guys covered. I also have to agree with you about Melania. She'd be a Medusa to me. One look in her eyes, I'd probably turn right to stone.
Anyway. Let me tell you, I thought it was hype until I met her in person, and I was like, I mean, I was cool about it, but I was just like, I was kind of scared walking up. Like, I'm like, my God, what's that bright light 50 yards? I mean,
yeah.
And you got closer, like, huh?
I'll tell you, you look up beauty in the dictionary, and her picture's going to be right there. You know,
well, the photos don't capture it. I mean,
no, they don't.
They don't. Charlie, she'll turn you to stone and to wood, if you know what
I mean.
Well,
you ever seen, like, a really tough, like, badass guy? He's not trying to act tough. You can just tell he's really tough. You're kind of like, man, that kind of intimidates me. Well, it's like she's feminine, but it's a tough dude. It's like, it's scary. She's scary.
Yeah.
I got to tip my hat off to Owen. Boy, that is a slam dunk on Sleepy Joe. I love it, and I love what you guys are doing.
We're going to play the slam dunk coming in with Paul Watson next.
Can I talk with you about the deep state?
Please, sir.
And the new world order.
Yes, sir.
Well, you know, the deep state's nothing but the executive branch of the new world order anyway. And the United States is a thorn in their side and always has been. And if you think of the compartmentalization, like with the communications department, which would be the high tech, and the public relations, which would be MSM, the executive branch would be the deep state. And you know what's the hotline to the deep state? Is the security clearance. Now, why does Brennan and Clapper and Kerry have a hotline with security clearance? They can just go to England, they can just go to Italy, they can just go to Australia, and they can accomplish their dirty deeds.
That's right. They've got access, and Trump said take it away from Brennan, and it didn't happen, showing the rebellion going on. I say arrest that piece of filth.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, look at how he's attacking. Trump knows business. He's attacking the compartment, the deep state compartment, the high tech compartment, the public relations department. And now, with the loss in England of and Boris into power, you got to figure now there's two thorns in the New World Order side. Forget about the deep state. They're reporting to the New World Order.
There's going to be three soon, I think.
Who are pulling the strings of the deep state.
Now, what's the third?
They don't care about elections. They don't care about who's in office. They don't care if they're in office.
Yeah.
As long as they've got access.
So, Dan Holloway, what's the third thorn on their side? And this is a super smart caller, Charlie.
Yeah,
keep going.
It is. I think it's going to be Germany, to be honest. I think they've had enough of Merkel. I think they've had enough of...
I agree. Germany is the next shoe to drop.
I agree. I mean, it's just like there's no way that's sustainable.
And then France.
Just allowing all the immigrants to come in. Not that I'm not against immigration.
But you can't run around and rape all the women and scream out loud.
There's a way to go about doing that.
You better run around screaming out loud.
Milo came on our show and talked about it. He said it should be a lottery based on talent plus human compassion. It should be a combination of those two things. Not just let's open it up. Let's see what happens, guys.
To 85% military age men, jihadis, and Puma jumpsuits.
Yeah, I mean, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. And people at some point are going
to... Your daughter looks good to me. I will teach her the ways of Allah's peace.
Do you mind if I wear your Kangol? No, you can't wear a Kangol.
No, that's done.
Unless
you're Samuel Jackson, you shouldn't be wearing a Kangol.
Hey, Charlie, call me again. And we love you. And Paul Watson's coming up, and I've got the little promo intro here, so I'm going to save out of these guys that I'm going to take for their show. Then I'm going to be back, and I'll be back on the War Room, and I'll be hanging around here, stalking InfoWars all day. In fact, let's get the caller's name and number because they held too long. I promise I'm going to do the War Room later, and I will call you, and I will put you on air first. I love you. You're awesome. Stay with us. And, guys, you're awesome. Thanks for coming in.
Absolutely.
Do not visit their website, drinkingbros.com. Just don't do it. The 12 Days of Christmas Super Sale has come to InfoWars with free shipping store-wide and double Patriot points. Don't shop with Amazon and other big tech companies that hate your guts. Take the InfoWars Christmas Challenge and support the fight for freedom. Finish your Christmas shopping with one click and support the InfoWar. For the 12 Days of Christmas, we're adding a new special every day, plus free shipping, double Patriot points, and extra stickers in every package to be good little elves and spread the info war, triggering libtards. Check in every day to find the new deals. We're also coming out of the gates with specials we've never had before. The Christmas Mega Pack is at cost at $99.95. Get two bottles of Knockout, two bottles of Brain Force Plus, one box of Turbo Force, one bottle of Ultimate Krill Oil, and one bottle of Survival Shield X3 at cost. Again, find this amazing special and over 100 others at InfoWarsStore.com and support the info war.
Live from Her Britannic Majesty's England, it's all...
Live from Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
Is it Alex Jones? No, I'm finishing up here in a few minutes, and Paul Joseph Watson is taking over. But since everybody keeps talking about it, I need to find out where it's posted so people can spread it. I'm going to get this posted to band.video that isn't already there. Well, we're going to call it Slam Dunk 2020. I don't know, but here's a little Slam Dunk promo people have been asking about. Here's part of what happened in San Antonio this weekend. The video's on InfoWars.com. Here it is.
We can't let this happen. This election is about the soul of our nation. And Donald Trump has poisoned our soul. He fans the flames of hate. White supremacists here at home. Coming down the escalator when he announced.
Racist.
He said he was doing it before he hit the ground floor. Remember what he said? He said, I'm going to take on those rapist Mexicans. And he said, no, there's never been a president.
That's a lie, Joe.
Never been a president.
That's a lie.
Oh, it is a lie.
Yeah. And it was your son and the Ukraine.
We're not going to give you the $1 billion. They said, you have no authority. You're not the president. The president said. I said, call him. I said, I'm telling you, you're not getting $1 billion.
You're the one that offered to withhold $1 billion.
Bam.
The Council of Foreign Relations.
I said, you're not getting $1 billion. I'm going to be leaving here. And I think it was, what, 6 hours? I looked. I said, we're leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Oh, son of a bitch. Got fired. Son of a bitch. Got fired.
Trump is innocent! Trump is innocent! InfoWars.com! InfoWars!
Oh, just total victory, man. Just total victory.
It's like watching a slam dunk of truth. Yeah. Boom! Like Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
Paul Joseph Watson's about to take over the balance of the hour from London, England. And then the War Room's coming up with Owen Schroyer and the rest of the crew. They have been downtown in the melee of the anti-Trump rallies. We've got a lot of footage of that. There is a huge chain reaction taking place. So many videos I didn't even get to today. So many. I haven't even had time to watch people confronting Pelosi and Maxine Waters and Adam Schiff and Nadler and Biden. And so many times they're saying, InfoWars.com. It's kind of like Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself. It means you're on the DL. You know what's going on. They're not pulling the wool over your eyes. I want to thank the listeners doing that because we're fighting to keep all this crew that we have in place. And I'm doing stuff like got my house up on the market, but you always plan to keep some money back in a house that was paid for to sell if I needed it to actually expand. We're hiring some more people for 2020 with 321 days out because I'm not giving up. But I need you to do your Christmas shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. I refuse to contract. we're going to expand the face of this. It's too critical. And I had a fellow walk up to me on the street and say, hey, I got my dad that really nice Damascus steel Bowie knife you're selling. That's a really good deal. And I went, Damascus Bowie knife, because I told Tim Ferger and the guys that source stuff, you know, get good deals and high-quality tanks. And so I said, we're selling a Damascus steel Bowie knife. He goes, yeah, we bought like 300 of them. There's 200 left. I said, well, get me one. Well, this is a really nice Bowie knife, and it's camel bone, and you got to go read about it. There's only 200 of these left, 200 and something, and it helps fund our operation. And you're not going to find a knife like this in stores for that price. These are like $150, $200 knives. $99.95. It's a great deal. No reviews yet because nobody's put the reviews up, but some have obviously hit the street. Somebody told me they bought one here and liked it. So I said, can I please see this wondrous knife? And guess what? I doubt my dad's watching right now. This one's mine. My dad likes the skin deer and all that stuff. It's really a nice Bowie knife. Not too big, not too little. And it's the Damascus steel, really high quality. Very, very sharp, so look out with a nice leather scabbard. Read all about it. There's a lot more that you'll find out at InfoWarsStore.com about the Bowie knife. Separately, it's the 12 days of Christmas. The sales just compound each other. So every new thing that goes on sale continues until Christmas. Your guaranteed delivery before Christmas, if you order in the United States by December 20th, that's this Friday, 60% off Rainforest Plus, 50% off Super Blue, fluoride-free toothpaste with tea tree oil, colloidal silver iodine, 60% off Knockout, you heard the caller talk about how great it is, 60% off Bodies, Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 60% off Ultra 12, 60% off Biotrus Selenium, up to 50% off all the apparel, it's 20 to 55% off, some is even more, 60% off Turbo Force, and we've got Real Red Pill Plus at cost with a free bottle of Biotrus Selenium. Even though we're selling a lot of that, I want you to have one loss leader, and that's it. Coil Silver, Silver Bullet, only $9.95. The same stuff, $20 or more at Whole Foods. 50% off InfoWars Life products across the board and even more. Take advantage of that and help keep us on the air. Look at how our reporters are all over the country, all over the world, kicking globalist booty. That's only because you're funding us. Will Johnson's in D.C. every day, huge viral confrontations, millions of views, the president tweeting it out. I mean, I'm so proud of this crew. I'm so proud of Paul Watson. He's got Summit.News, but still does great work for InfoWars. We're all in this together. And we've been a sponsor and helped out Summit.News. And we've got this new T-shirt, Don't Visit InfoWars.com. People love this shirt. It's got the woke Alex Jones, the laser beam eyes, with the They Live sunglasses. Don't Visit InfoWars. That way, if you're in a libtard area, you go, yeah, that filthy scumbag. And then you'll get intel on them. Infowars.com on the back. They'll probably figure it out and try to kill you. But you know, they're commie scum, so screw them. Most areas, you'll run into fans and people. So it's like choose your own adventure wearing an Alex Jones shirt. No reviews yet, but I think it's going to be a bestseller. So help fund our operation, Infowarsstore.com. Okay, Paul Joseph Watson takes over. I am going to be back on the War Room with Owen Schroyer, Savannah Hernandez, and more. Now, from London, Summit.News, Paul Joseph Watson.
Thanks, Alex. And I've been hacking my guts up like Hillary Clinton on the campaign trail, so see how this goes. We're going to start with the fallout from the UK election, which, of course, happened last Thursday. Early signs seem to be quite positive in terms of Boris Johnson's new government and what it's going to look like going forward. There's a headline here from Breitbart. Tories to appoint Brexiteer appears to balance Remainers Lords. Prime Minister Boris Johnson is reportedly planning to grant peerages to Tory Brexiteers in order to rebalance the Remainer-dominated House of Lords. So they're going to tackle that. They had 800 peers. Out of those 800 Lords, only 50 Eurosceptic, so they're going to try and rebalance that in the House of Lords. We also have this headline from Summit News. No to champagne with billionaires, Boris Johnson to boycott Davos. He said, our focus is on delivering for the people, not champagne with billionaires, so they're not going to attend Davos. They're not going to have any representatives from the new UK government attending Davos. We'll wait and see what happens at Bilderberg, which of course is seen by many as more powerful as it's more secretive than Davos. Trump refused or scrapped a scheduled delegation visit to Davos back in January, although I think he's going to be there, or his representatives are going to be there next month. But Boris Johnson's on, so that is an exciting development there. Zero Hedge reports the elites don't give an F. Bannon explains why Boris won. We're going to get into his comments after the break, because that's going to take slightly longer. But have the left, have the Labour Party learned their lesson that rabid identity politics, climate change hysteria, and democracy-busting anti-Brexit hatred doesn't resonate with the voters? If you insult your own voters for 3.5 years straight, calling them racist bigots whose vote shouldn't have counted, probably not the best election strategy. Have they learned their lesson? No. They've doubled down. Newly elected Labour MP and Corbyn loyalist, Claudia Webb, says the party has lots to celebrate from the election. Really? Their worst performance in 85 years? Lots to celebrate from the election. She says the leadership isn't to blame for the result, even though time and time again they asked Labour voters why they switched to Conservative. They blamed the leadership. They will double down. They will never learn their lesson. We're going to be back to talk about that and more in the next segment. Summit.news. Don't.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
You're gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Live from London, England, it's Paul Joseph Watson with Summit.News.
We are back and we are continuing to cover the fallout from the UK election. Of course, Labour, the left-wing party, had their worst result in 85 years. They're out there celebrating it. Apparently, it was great. Jeremy Corbyn says that he won the argument, even though he was completely obliterated. Of course, one of the main reasons they won is because working-class people in northern areas of England voted Conservative in some cases for the first time in 50, 60, 70 years. We had all these seats that were safe Labour seats for decades and decades, places like Bolsover, places like Blythe, places like Workington, most of them again up in the north, suddenly switched to Tory to Conservative seats because, again, the voters had been insulted, denigrated for the past 3.5 years as racist bigots whose votes in the Brexit referendum shouldn't have counted. Labour has become the party of the upper middle class London latte sipping bubble. They've stopped representing the working class people, and that's why they lost a devastating amount of seats in this recent election. And Steve Bannon's been talking about it. Headline out of Zero Hedge, the elites don't give an F. Bannon explains why Boris won. He sat down with The Guardian for an interview. He said, Boris Johnson's sweeping UK victory over Labour's Jeremy Corbyn is a victory for populism. Noting how he was fascinated by focus groups on British TV, he said these were Labour voters and they were not going to vote for Labour. And the reason was they kept asking, how are these programmes going to be paid for? He said he was impressed with the specificity and the granularity of the questions. And again, that is the point. They dangled all this free stuff, didn't explain to any sufficient degree how they were going to pay for it, including free university tuition, which we're going to get onto. But Bannon said, people don't want to be spun anymore. They don't want to be BS'd anymore. They want to know what you're laying out and how you're going to effectuate it. Most importantly, how you're going to pay for it. And if paying for it means more increased taxes or less opportunities for me, you're not going to get my vote, no matter how good it sounds. So he's basically echoing what we already knew. With the free university tuition, which the Labour Party again dangled as this free promise with no clear path as to how to pay for it, the reason they did this, and I talked about this briefly with Alex yesterday, is the same way they opened up the borders to mass immigration under Tony Blair in the late 1990s to create a massive voting bloc. Because people who attend university in the United Kingdom, even as they get older, their opinions don't tend to become more conservative. They tend to stay exactly the same because they've attended Marxist brainwashing camps who are very good at social engineering and making sure the propaganda sticks, which is why at these pro-EU anti-Brexit marches in London for much of the time, you do see a lot of older people. You see a lot of younger people, but also a lot of older people. You also see them at Extinction Rebellion, climate change marches as well. This is out of Breitbart. Darling Paul, if Boris can't counter the red menace in education, this is the last ever Conservative government. He goes on to explain this map, which is in this article, which if you only look at how 18 to 24-year-olds voted, the map is a sea of red representing the left-wing Labour Party. Of course, many people say, well, these people are going to get older, they're going to become more mature, they're going to start owning property, they're going to start earning more of their own money. They're naturally going to become less big government, more conservative. But again, not always the case when they've been in these Marxist brainwashing camps. And he makes the point in this article. He says, the question will, I hope, be among the highest priorities of the new Boris Johnson administration. What, after all, will be the point of all the economy-boosting, life-enhancing measures Boris has got planned for Britain if they're going to be undone by a new red surge? And he makes the point. Tony Blair always remained the hardcore Trotskyite he was at university, which is why he set in place this program of trying to get 50% of school leavers in the United Kingdom to go to university, because then they attend the Marxist brainwashing camps. Before Blair instituted the push for that policy, it was only 10%. Now, most of these kids are going to have their lives ruined by going to university when they shouldn't have done so in the first place. The amount of people I know that have got completely useless university degrees and they're doing jobs which have got nothing to do with those degrees is astronomical. And again, this takes away people from doing other jobs which then have to be filled by immigrants, whether legal or illegal. And again, they leave college with mountains and mountains of debt. They can't get on the property ladder because they're already in debt. It ruins their lives. But they stay fixed with the same beliefs about social justice, about identity politics, and they vote lifelong Labour. That is why Labour wanted to dangle that free college tuition to create this voting bloc, basically in perpetuity. It hasn't happened yet. But again, most of these people, these 18 to 24-year-old demographic, are not going to change their mind. So that sea of red is only going to increase if people on the right do not reach out and have a better, more cohesive message to offer the Zoomers in society. Meanwhile, media claims British Muslims have begun to leave the UK after Boris win. Of course, this is complete BS, completely made up, even though it's published by one of the, I think, the biggest outlet in the UK, the Metro. This is out of Breitbart. British Muslims have begun to leave the UK after Boris Johnson won the election, according to the alarmist headlines of a journalist writing for a major newspaper. Writing for the Metro, a once fairly neutral but increasingly left-biased newspaper, Basit Mahood, good old British name, claimed that British Muslims have started the process of leaving the UK over fears for their personal safety. Now Boris Johnson is Prime Minister. However, the article only actually mentions discussions between the online wing of Metro and two other people, neither of whom have actually left the country. So this is basically some kind of virtue signaling exercise between three people on Twitter, mainly, about, oh, I'm so scared, I'm going to leave the country. None of them are going to leave the country. Where are they going to go? Are they going to go back to Pakistan? Are they going to go to Bangladesh? Not great places to find work and raise a family. Of course, this is all virtue signaling. This is all trying to create a new moral panic, a new hysteria. We saw the same thing after Brexit, where we had this explosion in incidents of hate crime, even though when you drill down into the numbers, it was reports of hate crime that had increased. When they actually investigated these hate crimes, the numbers were completely level. So because the media gins up all this hysteria about racism, homophobia, Islamophobia, it makes people think that more instances of certain very milquetoast behavior is a hate crime. In fact, we had a story a couple of weeks ago where they said that people who are racist in hospitals in the UK, and again, racist is this vast swath of vague definitions, which could basically be anything at this point, you know, snapping at somebody because you're frustrated about not getting treated quick enough, that doctor or nurse happens to be an ethnic minority, oh, all of a sudden you're a racist and you get denied treatment. They actually discussed, and in one case, implemented it, I believe, denying treatment in hospitals to racists. Another example of this hysteria that's being ginned up. So again, we're going to see more of that in the aftermath of this Boris Johnson re-election, even though when you drill down into the hate crime numbers, as happened after Brexit, it was a contrived moral panic. It did not get worse. We'll be back. Summit.news. Don't go away.
The 12 days of Christmas super sale has come to InfoWars with free shipping store-wide and double Patriot points. Finish your Christmas shopping with one click and support the InfoWar. For the 12 days of Christmas, we're adding a new special every day, plus free shipping, double Patriot points, and extra stickers in every package to be good little elves and spread the InfoWar, triggering libtards. Check in every day to find the new deals.
secure a bottle of the good halogen X3 at cost at $29.95 and get a free bottle of BioTrue Selenium. Buy Real Red Pill Plus and Real Red Pill at 65% off and get a free bottle of Selenium as well. Silver Bullet is only $9.95. Ultimate Female Force and Super Female Vitality Combo are at cost at $29.95. 8-Pack Power Stack is also at cost at $29.95 with free shipping and over 100 others at InfoWarsStore.com and support the InfoWar.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all." Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to the Summit.News Radio Hour with Paul Joseph Watson.
We're live. Going to get into what's happening in Europe with the ongoing march of cultural enrichment in Sweden once again. Meanwhile, Boris Johnson, Islam is the problem, Islamophobia, a natural reaction to Islam. He didn't just say that, having been newly elected Prime Minister. That would be somewhat controversial. But he did pen it in a 2005 article drawing ample attention and controversy when he suggested Islamophobia was a natural reaction to Islam. This is out of nationalfile.com. So people are dragging up his old comments. This is from a 2005 Spectator article in which he wrote, "To any non-Muslim reader of the Quran, Islamophobia, fear of Islam, seems a natural reaction, and indeed exactly what that text is intended to provoke. Judged purely on its scripture, to say nothing of what is preached in the mosque, it's the most viciously sectarian of all religions in its heartlessness towards unbelievers." That was said right after the London bombings in 2005, where he said, quote, "Islam is the problem." in another article, and of course, this is what he got in trouble for earlier this year, I believe, or last year. Mr. Johnson said, referring to those who wear a burqa, it's absolutely ridiculous that people should choose to go around looking like letterboxers. And the media camped outside his door for about 2 days to try and get him to back down to apologize. He basically ignored them and brought them cups of tea, which again goes to the point, never apologize, never back down, simply ignore it, ride it out, it will eventually blow over. Sputnik reports UK Labour leaders' approval ratings plummet after comprehensive election defeat. Over 70% of Britons now have a negative opinion of Jeremy Corbyn, his left-wing Labour Party leader, who still hasn't stood down, by the way. He said he'd resign. He's not going to stand down until, it looks like, March. After the Labour leader led his party to their worst election defeat since 1935, Corbyn's personal approval ratings had dropped dramatically from minus 27 to minus 50 in the wake of Labour's defeat in last week's election. That is absolutely devastating. Prior to the election, 32% of Britons had a favourable view of the Labour leader, while 59% had an unfavourable opinion, and now he's dropping like a stone even further. But in the aftermath of the election, we had more tolerance, more inclusivity, more diversity when, and this is a headline from Summit News, UK Comedy Club cited inclusiveness when it announced blanket ban on conservatives. Because what could be more inclusive than banning an entire swath of the population? So inclusive! A comedy club in London that slapped the blanket ban on conservatives in the aftermath of the UK election did so in the name of, quote, inclusiveness. Their word, not mine. Promoter Mark O'Neill reacted to the leftist Labour Party's crushing defeat by tweeting, quote, we're literally Hitler now. He actually tweeted that, unironically, and asserting that Conservative performers were no longer welcome at his Comedy by Bow event. And by the way, there's an event in London called Comedy Unleashed, and they dared to open up a platform to people from all political persuasions. As soon as they did so, a lot of us started going, people on the right, in the political circles in the UK, in London, and they literally send spies to judge our reaction, to see what we laugh at, to try and pick up on what we say to each other, to try and pick up on the hand signs, the signals, the behaviours, the mannerisms that we display during this comedy event. Vice magazine literally sent a reporter to spy on our reactions to this comedy event, and then he wrote an article 3 months later, bizarrely. It took him 3 months to write this up, trying to make out that we were giving like secret hand signs and secret signals to each other, secret smirks, secret facial expressions. And he was literally writing about like what we laughed at, what we laughed in response to at this comedy night. And I went there again last week, and they sent more spies. They were literally just running around trying to tattle on us and trying to listen to our conversations. It's like, how dare you? How dare you have your own safe space where you can go and laugh at some comedy which isn't beset by the ever-long walking on eggshells, which is politically correct comedy in the United Kingdom. But this is a different event, Comedy by Bow. And the organizer of this event posted on Facebook after the election, be aware that if you are a Tory voter, you are no longer welcome to perform here. You can have your own free speech zone somewhere else because there will not be a platform for you here. He went on to justify this by saying the values of the night are of tolerance, support, and inclusiveness. He literally used the word inclusiveness to justify zoning out, discriminating against, denigrating an entire segment of the population. He sought to promote inclusivity by intentionally excluding people for having a different opinion. What's funny about it is that the organizer of the event, the Galvanizers Union, they call it, he basically runs an open mic night for this comedy club, but the owners of that night, the Galvanizers Union, in response to him trying to deplatform people, they deplatformed him and said, this is not what we're about, because a ton of people complained about it. So this Mark O'Neill guy was later forced to apologize after the Galvanizers Union, which hosted the open mic night, parted ways with him, so basically they deplatformed him, meaning ironically he was the one who got deplatformed. The mere use of the term inclusiveness as justification for an act that deliberately sought to exclude a huge chunk of the population once again highlights how progressives have cannibalized the English language. The words tolerance and diversity are also routinely used by those who are almost always the most intolerant of diversity of opinion. So the guy who tried to exclude people in the name of inclusiveness, tried to deplatform people in the name of inclusiveness, himself has been deplatformed. What a shame that is. What a shame. Because I'm sure his politically correct comedy night was so hilariously funny in the first place. Meanwhile, Clown World strikes again. 13 academics signed letter claiming term quantum supremacy is racist. They literally had a response to the Google supercomputer advancement. Of course, you remember that a few months ago. A Google computer achieved quantum supremacy by managing to perform a calculation in 200 seconds that would have taken the world's most powerful supercomputer 10,000 years. So they responded to this, not by celebrating the accomplishment with the rest of the scientific community, but by saying that the term quantum supremacy is racist and should not be used. Yes, this actually happened. 13 of them signed a letter. It was published by Nature, and they claimed the term was racist. They said, quote, "In our view, supremacy has overtones of violence, neocolonialism, and racism through its association with white supremacy." Even though, again, this is a scientific term that has nothing to do with race or society. It's a scientific term. The letter states, "We call for the community to use quantum advantage instead." Advantage means something completely different to supremacy. Supremacy means the best. So they literally want to change the entire meaning of the term because they're triggered by the word supremacy, even though this is a scientific term. The letter also complained about other scientific... Oh yeah, there's not enough to have one. Other scientific terms such as conquest, colonization and settlement, can't use those words anymore, even though it's scientific, being politically incorrect because they evoke the terra nullius arguments of settler colonialism and must be contextualized against ongoing issues of neocolonialism, whatever that means. It's just a word salad. The woke-minded can rest easy, however, reports RT, as the next generation of scientists will be free of such hideous unconscious racism. Says Pomona College in California held a mandatory decolonizing physics and astronomy symposium on Wednesday. So again, most of these institutions are just capitulating to these language cannibalizer weirdo morons. Another perfect illustration of how demented power-mad social justice warriors in academia are cannibalizing language to conform to their warped hysteria about racism and identity politics. They literally want to discourage and even ban the use of perfectly innocent scientific terms simply because some precious woke moron somewhere.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.18%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. A 1.375% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.18%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. A 1.375% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
You're listening to Summit News with Paul Joseph Watson.
We are live, and before I get into some final news stories out of Europe, I want to tell you about the up to 75% off 12 days of Christmas sale. Free shipping and double Patriot points available right now at InfoWarsStore.com, where we have 60% off Ultra 12, 60% off Body, 60% off Brain Force Plus. Massive store-wide discounts, some of them up to 75%. We also have, of course, Christmas lights are a lot like Epstein's shirt. This is an extremely popular product. Get it right now for 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com, along with all those other great discounts, and support this fine network. Over in Sweden, meanwhile, this is up on Summit.news, migrant gang beat urinate on teenager. More cultural enrichment from everyone's favorite progressive utopia. Basically, there's a story like this out of Sweden every week. Sometimes we don't even report on them. We don't even mention them. But we have another one right here. A video out of Sweden shows a gang of migrants beating and urinating on a Swedish teenager in the latest example of cultural enrichment. The clip shows the boy being laughed at, insulted, and beaten as the mob discusses taking money off him. "Let me pee on him," states one of the migrants before ordering the boy to open his mouth. The video is absolutely sickening, of course. And the person who posted it, Henrik Paul Graham made the point, remember, no-go zones don't exist. Of course, they said no-go zones were a conspiracy theory. They said that I was a liar for suggesting they were. They led an international media demonization campaign against me. Now they've just had 100 grenade explosions in a year, and the BBC is putting out headlines saying, what's going on? Gee, I wonder. As we document in this article, despite massive problems with migrant crime, the Swedish government and authorities appear to be more intent on prosecuting those who complain about it. We've had story after story. Mainly they like to target old people and pensioners who rant about mass immigration on Facebook, and they literally make them frog march them into police stations and interrogate them, then hit them with fines, sometimes prison sentences. As we've previously highlighted, survey shows migrants are vastly overrepresented in violent crime and rapes in Sweden, but the government stopped gathering official statistics back in 2005. Gee, I wonder why. Long before the problem was exacerbated by the arrival of over 150 new refugees, many of whom are refugees, mainly from Islamic countries from 2015 onwards, Quillette put out a report recently showing that grenade attacks and deadly shootings in Sweden, concerns over which were once derided as a conspiracy theory by the media, now represent a, quote, national emergency. We've had so many prominent people in Swedish society, including the former CEO of trucking company Scania, warning that Sweden is heading towards civil war due to uncontrolled mass immigration. You also had the CEO of Volvo come out and said that the company is considering moving its headquarters out of Sweden in the future, partly due to a rise in violent crime. More than one shipping company, a mail delivery company, has also come out and said that they can't deliver packages in certain areas of Stockholm and Malmo because they get physically attacked by these new cultural enrichers, or they get the packages stolen. So now they're not even delivering in some of these areas, but again, these areas don't exist according to the media. It's a conspiracy theory. As we highlighted back in November, a left-wing journalist in Sweden who vehemently supported mass immigration suddenly changed her tune, admitting that when it came to Sweden's crime-ridden no-go areas, everyone knew it would end in disaster. That is a direct quote. Of course, we've highlighted the studies which show the celebrities and the politicians in Sweden who virtue signal most vehemently about how much they love mass immigration. Basically, none of them live in areas of Sweden where they have the highest immigration. Do as we say, not as we do. Sweden is basically becoming a failed society. Their population is going to be a minority. Ethnic Swedes are going to be a minority by 2040 to 2050. And this, more of this, is what they've got to look forward to. I bet they can't wait. The only positive outcome of this, of course, is that a recent poll showed that the Sweden Democrats, who came third in the 2018 Swedish election, are now the most popular political party in Sweden. They, of course, have the strongest anti-mass migration policy. So that is the only thing to come out of this, I guess, as in the UK, where the left-wing pro-open borders, pro-identity politics, pro-climate change hysteria Labour Party were recently absolutely decimated. Signs show the same thing could happen in Sweden, but that country is so far gone at this point that it really makes you wonder if it's not too late. Meanwhile, in Scotland, which is going to probably have another vote to join the EU in terms of an independence outside of the rest of the United Kingdom. Sickening and disgusting, it's okay to be white posters appear in Scottish City, because as we all know, it's not okay to be white. Police are investigating flyers that appeared in the Scottish City that read, it's okay to be white, with one member of parliament calling them atrocious. The posters appeared in Perth city centre and plastered all over lampposts and drainpipes throughout the city over the weekend. Somebody sent a message to Perth against racism and said that these posters made them feel unsafe. Literally, a piece of paper with some words on it made them feel unsafe. The group said, it's sickening and disgusting to know that people think like this. Yes, how dare people think that it's okay to be white? That is sickening and disgusting, isn't it? Another one said they were worried for their non-white daughters. John Swinney, a member of the Scottish Parliament, branded the signs atrocious, adding, "We must stand together to resist this unacceptable material." Because again, it's not okay to be white. No complaints have been made, but the police are going to investigate it anyway because it's rampant hysteria, as per usual. Where did this campaign originate from? Well, of course, we know it originated out of 4chan. They did so in an attempt to bait the media into creating a moral panic and whipping up racial hysteria, which is precisely what happens every single time. They appear to have been successful every time the posters appear in any city. The media and locals behave as if the Third Reich is about to return. Again, they've accomplished their goal. Many have commented that the stunt is particularly cunning because it forces the left to adopt the ideologically bigoted view that it isn't okay to be white, thus revealing them to be the actual racist. So, of course, 4chan had a repeat of that stunt on Halloween. People were kicked out of universities. I think in Oklahoma they had a big case investigating that as a hate crime. So every time they try to bait the media and the authorities into overreacting, it happens every single time 4chan gets their way. In Germany, man fired over driven by a German sign on bus. Can't say that a bus is driven by a German. That's a hate crime. This is in Dresden, where a man was fired for displaying a sign that said this bus is steered by a German driver. Basically what happened is the Dresden Transport Company began hiring a lot of migrant labor to drive these buses because they couldn't source any in the local population. They hired 19 drivers from Serbia despite them lacking in German language skills. So my best guess is that this German bus driver became frustrated with this and he placed this sign on the bus when he was driving it that said this bus is steered by a German driver. Of course, we can't have that. That is a thought crime. It's a thought crime against diversity, and it was swiftly punished. The bus driver was immediately fired and will probably never be employed by a transport company again. The company said he is no longer on the road. This behavior will have consequences. Another spokeswoman said that his employment has been terminated. We can under no circumstances tolerate such actions. Presumably, if the driver had been displaying a refugee's welcome sign, nothing would have happened to him and he probably would have been praised as a hero on social media. In Belgium, meanwhile, migrant population in Ghent doubles in 4 years because of all the new cultural enrichers that have come over since 2015, so I'm sure they've got a lot more of that to look forward to. Italy, 3 MS5 lawmakers defect to Salvini's League Party. Of course, Matteo Salvini is now out of government, but they're going to have a new election pretty soon, given that it's Italy and they have new elections all the time. Very unstable political environment. 3 senators from the left-wing five-star movement have left the party to join Salvini's increasingly popular League Party. He has the numbers. He's going to be back in government before you know it. Whether that is too late for Italy in terms of all the migrant boats coming in, that remains to be seen. Meanwhile, in Canada, 2 men fired after using the word Eskimo in a private conversation. Again, they apologized profusely for their politically incorrect speech crime, but they were fired from their labor jobs, and they, again, will probably never be hired again. That's going to wrap it up for me. Coming up, War Room with Owen Schroyer, breaking news, Infowars.com.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Aaron Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.